He is a confessed killer, described as diabolical or deluded, or both. And yet last week, Turkish authorities unexpectedly released Mehmet Ali Agca, the man who tried to kill Pope John Paul II in 1981. The move was condemned by the Turkish media, which complained that Agca had served only 5 years in prison for crimes committed in Turkey before his attack on the Pope. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Istanbul on one of Turkey's most infamous citizens.
The rest of the world may know Mehmet Ali Agca as the man who shot Pope John Paul II. But here in Turkey, Agca is a Rasputin-like figure, remembered for the crimes he committed during one of the bloodiest periods in modern Turkish history.
Mehmet Ali Agca, he symbolizes those dark days of Turkey's history.
Sedat Ergen is the editor-in-chief of the newspaper Milliyet, which printed a front-page banner the day Agca was released that read, "Day of Shame."
Before he attempted at the life of the Pope, he killed Mr. İpekçi, the editor-in-chief of my paper. He was caught, he was convicted.
It was the most notorious murder of a murderous decade in Turkish history.
Andrew Mango, the author of several books on Turkish history, says Turkey was already teetering on the edge of civil war when Agca, a young man from the provinces with ties to a violent ultranationalist group called the Grey Wolves, was convicted of killing leftist newspaper editor Abdi İpekçi in 1979.
I would describe it as one of an incipient civil war where ideological conflict polarized society, pitting on one side socialists and communists, known to their opponents as Reds, and on the other, nationalists, known to their opponents as fascists.
From 1977 to 1980, more than 4,000 people died in an underground war where simply reading the wrong newspaper could get you killed. Columnist Sami Cohen, a close friend and colleague of the slain editor, says Agca's mysterious escape from prison several months after his conviction fueled suspicion of a larger conspiracy involving politicized elements of the Turkish security services.
You don't need to create conspiracy theories if you see that a guy, a prisoner, is able to escape from a heavily protected military jail, it's not something that, Agca himself would do it with his own will and initiative.
Somehow, the fugitive fled Turkey and spent 2 years traveling throughout the Middle East and Europe before he shot and wounded the Pope in St. Peter's Square. Agca was caught and spent 19 years in an Italian prison before his extradition to Turkey, where he was to have served a life sentence for the İpekçi murder. Instead, he spent only 5 years in a Turkish jail before his surprise release last week. The lawyer for the İpekçi family called it Agca's second jailbreak. Even Turkey's justice minister said there may have been a mistake and ordered the court to review Agca's case and, if need be, send him back to prison. Publicly, Turkey's hardline nationalist parties tried to distance themselves from the former Grey Wolves member. But some other Turks said Agca had long since paid his debt to society. At this smoky tea shop in a conservative Istanbul neighborhood, where locals said they banded together in the 70s to protect themselves from violent leftists, shop owner Abdurrahim Aksoy said it was time to set Agca free.
Many criminals from the leftist side, the communists and socialists, who have spent their time in prison but who were released, so this guy should also be released because his time has come.
Agca's lawyer says his client wants to do what he can to spread freedom and democracy around the world. But friends and family of his victim, Abdi İpekçi, fear Agca will turn his international notoriety into a gold mine. Again, columnist Sami Cohen.
He may get away with it. He may perhaps even write his memoirs and become a very wealthy man.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Istanbul.